You're listening to KNKX. And recently, KNKX's Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson talked about leftovers, the differences between broth and stock, and some observations on the two. Warning, listeners of intelligence and taste may be disturbed by the content of the second portion of today's Food for Thought.
Well, Nancy, it took almost 2 weeks. We finally ran through all of the leftovers from Thanksgiving dinner. The last of the meat, the last of the spuds, everything. It's all gone. Nothing went to waste. We used up everything.
That's funny you should mention, Stein. It took like a day for ours to be gone because I was cooking for college students. And, boom, it was, 2 days later, nothing was left. But this year I felt really bad about not saving the turkey carcass. You saved yours, I take it?
Sure, yeah. I saved it, busted it up a little bit, roasted it for about an hour, and then made broth out of it. And I've been making stuff off that broth right up until last night.
It's not broth if you make it with bone, Stein. It's stock.
Oh, really? I've always used those two terms interchangeably. So stock is when you make it with bones.
And it's unseasoned. Those are the main differences.
Well, then I got a combo because I made it with bones, whatever meat was clinging to it, and it's definitely seasoned. Aromatics, anyway. Onions, celery, Well, one thing I will say about the way I make stock and broth, whatever, I very rarely use just water. For liquid, I'll start off with boxed chicken stock and then add the bones and vegetables and stuff like that. Makes it a lot stronger. You didn't make any turkey stock or broth this time around, but you got the makings for something even more delicious.
We were away and we were crabbing, which is what we do every year at Thanksgiving.
All year long, in your case.
Thanks a lot, Stein. So when we left, I took the carcass and gave it back into the sea so that the crabs could eat it because they were such a gift to me by giving themselves not only their meat, but their shells, so I can make some more crab stock.
So the crabs gave themselves to you, huh? They were all volunteers? Do you have their signed affidavits?
And they marched right up to the boat, and they said, take us, take us.
You got a bunch of crabs, too, didn't you?
Yeah, well, actually, it was kind of a bad year this year. We only got 19.
Passing over that humble brag, I say, let us move on.
Please. My freezer now has an overabundance of roasted chicken bones and odd chicken parts and shellfish stock makings. There's shrimp in there and the crab. And Mac's trying to decide whether to make gumbo again for Christmas, which is also his birthday, as he does every year. And that's my favorite dish of the year. But now he's thinking maybe he should make paella. And I know he'll need some stock, but really, I just want that gumbo.
Well, if you've got all that much stuff, you're going to make a ton of stock. You can have the gumbo one day, then the paella another.
Good point, Stein.
My pleasure. Hey, maybe I can pick up a few bucks on the side as a marriage counselor. Well, Nats, as long as we're talking broth here, do you have any advice for the listeners?
Yes, make beef and chicken broth so you always have stock options.
Did I tell you I made some venison soup the other day, but I let it overboil and it all evaporated?
I bet it was dearly missed.
Hey, if you've got enough of those makings to make 2,000 pounds of broth, you know what you'll have?
1-ton soup. But what do you call a chance to have fish soup at a performance of La Boheme?
An opera tuna tea. Thank you.
But seriously, Stein, it's so hard deciding what kind of broth to make.
Yeah, there's a bouillon, different ways to do it.
But if you add yeast, the results will be soup rising.
Like that fractal fondue I made with my mandel broth.
Check, please.
And a tip of the Food for Thought toke for those terrible, terrible jokes to Eater O'Drew. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Who was that ladle I saw you with last night?
Leeson.
He's Dick.
That was no ladle. That was my knife.
Stein.
Hey, we're here all week.
Tip your server.